Om Shanti 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 Om. Peace. Peace. Good evening. I hope you folks in the back can hear me. Of course, you better off if you don't hear me at all. I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you unconditionally. All is well. Whatever is going on in your life right now, good or bad in between, will come to an end shortly. It has to. Everything must change. Just as your life must change sooner or later, your body will change. You will die. And everything you've been working for, everything you've been striving for, will no longer matter to you. All the things you've saved, the people you've been attached to, items you've been attached to, will all be gone. They'll be here, you'll be gone. And someone else will enjoy them. Where will you be? What has happened to you? Unless you understand your heart that you are the essence of all existence, it will come back again and again and again until you give up all of your attachments to person, place, or thing. Only then will you become free. Totally free, absolutely free. The choice is always yours, of course. We all think our lives are very important. Our material lives. We try to make a name for ourselves, make a lot of money. We want people to appreciate us. For what? Why? It's all going down the tubes. A 100 years from now, you'll all be forgotten totally, completely. And life goes on as it appears. The question is, what are you doing with your life right now? What are you involved in? What are you trying to achieve? Glory, fame, name? As I said, it'll go away. It'll disappear sooner or later. So the wise person ponders these things. And begins to realize it's not what I do, it's what I don't do. Which will determine what I become. In other words, it's not the accumulation you make of possessions and things. It's what you don't own that sets you free. The person owns nothing is the happiest, freest person on earth. I know some of you are saying, well, let him give me his things, I'll keep them. I'll make it I don't enjoy them. But you see, we're so deluded. We think owning something is going to make us happy. Most of us have experienced these things. Most of us have experienced these things before. We've had things that didn't make us happy. They made us happy for a while. For instance, you buy a new car. So beautiful, you love it, enjoy it. But as the days pass, it becomes older and older. And soon you become used to it. And now you want a better car, bigger car. And so it is with everything else you do and possess. Now I'm not saying you shouldn't possess anything. I'm saying it has to be possessed by your possessions. It all happens in your mind. Everything begins and ends in your mind. Your mind tells you you need this thing. You need this person in your life. You need this new job. Even when you acquire these things, how long does it take before you become miserable? And no longer enjoy it. There is nothing in this world that will last. For most people, unfortunately, they have to have the rug pulled from under them many times before they realize there's nothing in this world that will give me satisfaction or is permanent. And then they start turning within. Most people are not turning within until they've been kicked around a lot. Then they will turn within. Blessed is the person who doesn't have to be kicked around a lot, will just turn within by experience, by observing the world, and realizing there's nothing to offer you. You'll be one of the 1,000. They will begin to look for your happiness within. And Bhagavad Gita tells you, out of 1,000, one searches for God. Out of 1,000 that search, one finds Him. It's like winning the lottery. Yet you may be the one. Do not say the odds are too great against me. But begin the search. How do you begin the search? By turning within. In other words, up to this point you've been turning without, looking to this world for happiness, letting the world hurt you in many ways, becoming frustrated, disappointed, happy at times, then disappointed again. But the one who turns within ignores the world. Come with me. They become even-minded. They're no longer hurtable. the world can no longer frighten them, no matter what it shows them. And he's been in the service since for a couple of years, has focused their attention on the heart center, becomes basically happy under all circumstances. Makes no difference if there's a war going on, or there's peace in the world. Makes no difference if the doctor told you you've got cancer and have 3 days to live. But you're going to be in your bed another 50 years. You drop all that kind of thinking. The person's generous and no longer thinks this way. They become stabilized in the self and consciousness. Every day all is well. Every moment everything is beautiful. You have to become this way. You have to have a sincere burning inside of you for reality, for truth. A real burning for the truth inside. You have to want this more than anything else in this world. You have to make out what you really want it. It's like a little story I tell you once in a while of a fellow's going to the teacher. And the teacher tells him what we're talking about right now. You have to have an intense desire for truth and you'll have it. So the student says, teacher, how do you get a desire? What does it feel like? What is it like? And he kept nagging the teacher all evening. Finally, at the end of the class, the teacher tells the student, follow me. He sees him over to the lake. Someone's looking at the lake and he kicks him in the water. He holds his head under the water so he's nearly drowned. Then he pulls him up by the hair and he asks him, what is it you want more than anything else while you want to leave this water drowning? And of course the student can only grasp for air, and he said, air, air. The wise teacher said, when you want truth as much as you want it there, you don't have it. Ponder this. When you want truth, when you want reality, as much as you want air, when you're drowning, then you'll have it immediately. In other words, you become self-realized immediately. Will awaken immediately. That's it. You always ask me, Robert, will I awaken? I'm telling you right now. When you want to awaken as much as you want to there, that much, then you will awaken. And when you awaken, you'll realize you never were asleep. You've always been awakened. At that time, death will no longer be a bother to you. Your body will never again hinder you in any way whatsoever. People will never again frighten you. Lust and greed will no longer be part of your life. You'll be absolutely free. Totally free. you really become the Absolute Reality. The pure awareness. Brahman. You have become Satchitananda. And your essence is everywhere. You have become all pervading. You have become everything everywhere. You have become the birds. The leaves, the bugs. The universe, the planets. You have virtually become everything in this universe. At that time you will know that you are the universe. You will not affirm it or talk about it. You will become it. You have become the ultimate reality. But now I see what you have to do to become it. Simple. You must have this tremendous desire. This tremendous burning inside of you for reality, for freedom, for truth. When you have this tremendous desire, things happen to push you further on the path. You will be attracted to the right things that makes the desire easier for you. You will notice that you drop your old friends. You drop your old habits. Your wants change. It all happens by itself. In other words, all you have to do is have a desire as a person grasping for air. It has to be that much. I'm not speaking of a fleeting desire. Like you have if you want to see a movie. And say, I'm going to see this movie today. If you don't have time, you forget it. Doesn't mean anything to you. Comes and goes. I'm speaking of having a tremendous desire inside of your heart to be free. Totally, absolutely free. And this desire circumvents everything else in your life. It becomes stronger than your worry. So you're worrying over your married life, you're worrying over your sickness, you're worrying over the world, the wars in the world, when you have a tremendous desire to know the truth, all these things go away. It's not that you don't care. You develop a tremendous compassion, a tremendous love for everything. It comes by itself. So if you want to know if you're on the path correctly, look at your life now, look at your life a year ago. Think back in retrospect. Do I still want the thing that I wanted a year ago? Do I still have the same feeling about persons, places, and things that a year ago? Am I still worried about my body? Somebody else's body? Am I worried about anything? Do things still annoy me, bother me, upset me? Am I still oversensitive? I think people are talking about me all the time. Am I still judgmental? Ask yourself these things. Investigate yourself. See where you're coming from. What's really happening within what's inside of you. If these things I just mentioned are really active inside of you, it means you're not doing your homework. By not doing your homework, I mean you do not have this tremendous desire to be free. You're not inquiring within. Who wants these things? You're not questioning within. To whom do these things come? Who experiences these hurts? Where do they come from? How do I get them? Instead of doing absolutely nothing, you're taking life as it comes. And you worry when something bad happens, you feel when something good happens. But I'm telling you this evening to take complete control of your life. It's up to you to take complete control of your life. You are the one. You will never know who you really are if you're not taking complete control of your life. You'll never realize that you are the one. The mighty one. The joyous one. The free one. The loving one. Remember, when you awaken, you no longer have an identity of I or mine or my. Instead, you've expanded. You permeate the whole universe. You are the whole universe, it comes out of you. You give birth to the whole universe. You alone are doing this. And you become radiantly happy. Radiantly happy. And this world has absolutely nothing to do with your happiness. We need to become happy in this world. This is what the Master Jesus says when he says, I am in this world, not of this world. You'll be able to make the same statement. and realize what Moses said when he said, I am that I am. That's what I am. I'm Papa the Scale Man. Now, if you want to stay the way you are, be my guest. It's your choice. What does the future hold for you? If you look at this world, you look at the economic situation, the whole world is going downwards. It'll go up again, as always done. This is the way of the world. Things go down, they go up. They go down, they go up. Like a yo-yo. Do you want your life to be a yo-yo? And don't go along with this world. Do you understand? Right now. Turn towards the heart center. On the right side of the chest. Close your eyes and envision a bright light in the heart center. Focus your attention on the heart center. See a sphere of white light. White light makes you feel relaxed and cool and peaceful. In the sphere of white light, think of your favorite deity. We think of Buddha. Jesus. Moses. Ramakrishna. Ramana Maharshi. Feel the presence. And ask yourself a question. Who feels the presence? Who is the observer of the heart? Who is the observer of Buddha? Of Ramakrishna? Of all these great saints and masters? Who observes them in the heart center? Who is the observer? Say to yourself, I am. Now, with your breathing, with your respiration, meditate on I am. As you inhale, say I. As you exhale, say am. Do this I am, with the respiration,